This morning I met with Mr. George M. Steinbrenner III in my office. He was accompanied by his lawyer, Stephen Kaufman. I advised Mr. Steinbrenner of my decision in the proceeding which focused on his dealings with Howard Spira, and I provided them with copies of my opinion and my judgment in the matter. Copies of the final opinion and judgment are being released at this point. Mr. Steinbrenner has accepted and agreed to the following arrangement which disposes of this matter finally. One, Mr. Steinbrenner has accepted the opinion and the findings contained in my opinion to the effect that his conduct violated Rule 21F of the Major League Agreement and constituted conduct, quote, not in the best interest of baseball, close quote, within the meaning of that rule. Two, Mr. Steinbrenner has agreed to resign on or before August 20, 1990 as the general partner of the New York Yankees. From that day forward, Mr. Steinbrenner will have no further involvement in the management of the New York Yankees or in the day-to-day operations of that club. Three, a new general partner will be appointed pursuant to the New York Yankees partnership agreement on or before August 20, 1990. Such new general partner will be subject to my approval and to approval by the major league clubs in accordance with established practice. Four, for all purposes, Mr. Steinbrenner agrees that he is to be treated as if he had been placed on the permanent ineligible list, subject to the following exceptions. One, with my approval, he may consult upon and participate in major financial and business decisions in the New York Yankees solely in his capacity as a limited partner. Two, commencing in the spring of 1991, he may seek my approval in writing to attend a limited number of games in the major leagues on such terms and conditions as they may establish. Five, by accepting these sanctions, Mr. Steinbrenner has agreed that he will not litigate or challenge my decision or these sanctions, and that he will not institute litigation as a result of any decision I may make arising out of this agreement or these sanctions. Six, all officers of the Yankees and any member of Mr. Steinbrenner's family who may become involved in the operations of the Yankees will be bound by the terms of the supplemental order governing conduct of New York Yankees officials and restricting the involvement of Mr. Steinbrenner in New York Yankee management. Seven, violation of this agreement or of the supplemental order may result in additional discipline up to and including permanent ineligibility. And just a final comment. This sad episode is now over. My decision in this case and this result will serve, I trust, to vindicate once again the important responsibility of the commissioner to preserve and protect our noble game.